I was in Madrid in Calle Alcalá, just near Puerta de Alcalá, and I was in a traffic jam. It was unbelievable, and everybody beep 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 beep, and I was in the center, in the lane, in the center, and I got a panic thing. I mean, it was really freaking out. So I got out of the car, left it there, and went. And then I decided I didn't like this anymore, and I came to Ibiza. That's it. And I left the car there. Everybody, beep beep beep, you crazy? Where are you going, Nana? Well, I arrived here in the late 60s, 69, I think it was, and I found a paradise, something then I couldn't believe. I mean, it was a beautiful place with fantastic weather, and the payeses and the extranjeros, they were here, they were most of them Americans, Canadians, Swedish, and painters, artists, fantastic people. There were no classes. The houses, they were open, nobody closed the doors. It was a great way of life. It wasn't crazy, it was more than happy. But I don't think people was worrying about how it was. They were just living, and that's it, and enjoying life and enjoying people. I was living in the north, in Santa Eulalia, close to Lardalia, so near San Carlos. It was a lot of very interesting people mixed with very... Everybody was mixed, and the only thing that people care about was the human quality. Nobody cares, for example, about money or about position or about anything like that. It was just the person. In Anitas, they're still having in the apartado de correos, the boxes there. I think they're still the names of Denham Elliott or Terry Thomas or Howard Sackler. Everybody was there. It was fantastic. And the telephone, they still have in the cabin there. The telephone, it was only one telephone. People didn't have telephones in the houses. They came there to make the phone calls. So getting the phone calls from Hollywood or from wherever. It was Anita. She was a woman. She made the yerbas very famous. And she was also dealing with the finding houses for everybody who needed a house in the country and all that. She was very clever, and it was the center, absolutely. It was just the church and the and Anita's bar. I'll tell you a story about Esvedra. When I came to the island, everybody was talking about Esvedra, and I saw a postcard, and I decided to make an exhibition about Esvedra, and I did it. I made about 30 paintings. The Esvedra, taking measures, putting energy, doing 30 paintings about Esvedra. Before I went to Esvedra, I did the whole thing for what I care about. I was afraid to go, but I liked the place, so I saw the postcard and I said, okay, that's fantastic, I'm going to paint it, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to put everything people say about it. And after some time, I went to see it. It's great, fantastic. I've been there and it's unbelievable. Estamos cerca del paraíso, pero nos equivocamos de camino. We were close to paradise, but we took the wrong way. I don't know, maybe this is the right way. We don't know, but it didn't go the way we were expecting. When I say we, I'm talking about all these freaks thing we had dreams. Somebody asked me about it, and then, what do you think about that? And I say that, and that's what I really believed. It was a paradise, absolute paradise. And somehow it took away than it became what it is now. And I'm sure people that arrive now are still thinking then that's a paradise. Definitely is not the paradise then we knew. It's another paradise, but maybe now is the... I don't know. I'm not sure about anything. Purity is not the same for everybody. Reality is not the same for everybody. So we use the words in a way like if it is an absolute truth, that don't exist. That makes the thing more complicated. Sure. We're still talking with words. Somebody say then that could make progress because that's the only thing that separate us from the animals, and that's why the men became, because we have the words, maybe.